No, don't shoot. Danielle twisted her mouth into a scowl. Her heart hammered against her breastbone as it behaved as if she'd injected the organ with caffeine. The law gives me the right to do exactly that. Breathe wrong and I'll blow your brains out. Her finger trembled against the gun's cold steel. Embers from the dying fire sparked off the metal form, clutched like a life preserver in her fist as they drifted into the flute. With a straight line of the barrel trained on a dark form, she cleared the remnants of sleep from her throat. The lurking silhouette stumbled backward. She searched for the gun's hammer, but couldn't find it in the dark. You want to explain what you're doing here after closing time? Spiked with bitter adrenaline, her voice squeaked as she groped at the plaster wall. Fumbling for the edge of the light switch, she coughed, scraping the early morning sleep from her tonsils. Better yet, she said, glaring at the figure squatting in front of the locked bookcases. Why don't you tell me how you managed to get in? A pair of dark eyes darted around the towering bookcases as Danielle turned the lights on and snatched her cell phone from beside the cash register. The burglar's chin shuddered as if the teeth were battling one another for escape from a clenched mouth. One ragged, duct-taped tennis shoe shuffled past the long line of glass-covered doors, protecting the priceless collection of rare books. Windows in the rear of the bookstore peeked their empty eyes between the diagonally placed shelves lining the floor between the fireplace and the counter. I said, don't move! The shapeless intruder reached for the locked collection before the partial glow of the smoldering embers illuminated a thin face. Trembling fingers tugged at a threadbare sweater. I came for, a book. Danielle's breath snagged against her throat. It's a girl. A teenager, of all things. A quick cursory inspection of the collection confirmed the intact condition of the locks and glass barring the bookcases. Fingerprints, the only evidence of intrusion, were smeared across the glass as well as the sculpted hearth and mantel surrounding the fireplace. Her stomach wilted. With her temples throbbing, she clamped her teeth closed. How dare she stand there crying like a done kicked or crippled puppy? I'm the one who's getting robbed. The edges of her vision closed in until her skull threatened to collapse beneath an ocean of pressure. Breathe, she mentally insisted. Y'all can't protect your collection, or your life if all you can manage is a Scarlett O'Hara fainting spell. Gulping to get her pulse under control, Danielle inspected the girl's thin clothing. Threadbare jeans and a tattered sweater hung from the teenager's frame, as if she'd crawled in from the cotton fields. One toenail, a glint of flaking polish, peeked from beneath her torn shoe. That's an awful pretty pedicure, Danielle said while curling her upper lip. Is the polish purple or blue? The girl's eyes brimmed as she shuffled backward. What happened, sugar? Did your mama force you to spend the day at the spa with her, and now you're breaking the law so you can get her properly ashamed? When the thin teen sniffed before she hardened her expression, alarm bells rang in Danielle's head. Maybe her mama is dead. I could be picking on this poor girl, and she had to come here because she's got no one. Danielle shook her long mahogany hair off of her face. If her mama had died, she'd be in the custody of youth services, not hanging out in the dead of winter in rural Alabama looking for books. It doesn't matter, Danielle thought as she stomped toward the burglar. Her problems are no worse than mine, and I'm not breaking into people's houses. She let her focus drift along the same trail the girl had taken to get in, past the rows of diagonally placed bookshelves to a broken window pane in the far corner. Her glare snapped to the quaking girl. If you were cold or hungry, sugar, you should have come to the front door. I live upstairs, and I've let you in without you breaking nothing. The marble countertop dug into the backs of her thighs. She winced as she stepped onto the faded Chinese rug. Only someone who wants to steal from this collection breaks in. The girl's raw lip trembled in reply.